Me?
They will. 12 minutes past 8 o'clock, and Barry Chapman is in the house from Chapman Plumbing. Good to see you again, Barry.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. Hope you're doing well.
And the rain has begun. And it's, you know what it's like? We tend to, creatures peculiar in that we complain when there's no rain, and we complain when there is rain. We complain when it's too cold, and then we complain when it's too hot. So we never get it absolutely right. But the bottom line is, I think the universe is unfolding as it should. And part of that is that the rain will fall, please. And when it does, it tends to accumulate. If you've seen rain coming off the roof and into those stormwater collectors, well, you know how efficiently you can collect the rainwater. But that isn't collected has to go somewhere. And generally speaking, that goes somewhere where you can't see it until it's blocked. And then you see it only too clearly. What am I referring to, Barry?
Yeah, so our famous stormwater lines that keep our house high and dry, they get neglected during the winter months because there's very, very little rain and everything like that. And all your leaves and sand and dust and all those wonderful things go down your stormwater drain, and it builds up. And, you know, unfortunately, we have a decent rain, our first decent rains, and all of that compacts up nicely inside your line, and you end up with a blockage. So, yeah, it's just a little friendly thing. If you're in a property that's got a lot of sand around, or a lot of leaves, a lot of trees, things like that, a little bit of
When it comes to what the law says about properties and property lines and fences and stormwater. And apparently, you can't say I didn't know as a defense. If you create a stormwater blockage that impacts on your neighbors, what I'm talking about is if you have a situation where, because you haven't kept your stormwater reticulation clear, mm-hmm. and it builds up and creates a bit of a pressure barrier which bursts and then impacts the fence or the wall or the neighbors, that is going to be an expense that you're going to have to bear if it becomes a legal matter, which can be considerable. And the solution to that is, of course, generally speaking, and not only from a legal protection point of view, but from a good neighborliness point of view, is just to make sure that things are flowing from your property the way they should.
100%. So, yeah, in our Quatacusa bylaws, we have part of our stormwater control systems is that your neighbor or the person below you is obliged to take your stormwater. But not take your stormwater
in one hit,
free flowing. It has to be discharged in a controlled manner. So piped in your property, piped down to a pipe, and then piped through the person's property below you down onto the road. Or into municipal stormwater services. So that part we've done quite a lot through other people's properties. And it's very important to understand that it's an agreement between you and the person below you that you are able to run this pipe through their property.
Is it like a servitude situation?
Essentially, yeah. It doesn't get registered as a servitude. It's just an agreement.
Okay.
That you have.
And does this agreement exist? Even if you buy a property and you're unaware, you don't know even who your neighbors are, but there is this pipeline.
So, no. What we've done in the past with some people have registered servitudes, gone through the effort of registering an omnibus services servitude with attorneys and surveyors and the whole bank shoot. Other clients have just done a standard legal agreement between the two, getting an attorney involved and drafting up a legal agreement that gets attached to the property documents. So it's all about your relationship with your neighbor.
And who's responsible for the cost of this thing?
The person above.
Oh, really? So if it's coming through your property, all you need to be is a good neighbor and say, okay, that's jolly good, as long as it doesn't cost me any money or ruin my garden.
100%. So let the pipe run through the property, get the water away from possibly damaging your property, and just allow the person to run their pipe through.
Okay.
Very important that the person's property that their pipe is running through, that you don't connect anything into it, because then it becomes a part ownership pipe. So you want it to discharge from your neighbor behind you and run straight through the property untouched. Then it's the neighbor behind you's sole responsibility to look after that pipe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't be naughty and connect your washing machines.
No, definitely not. Not to stormwater.
Yeah. Another thing we talk about when the weather changes is the prevalence of lightning, which is, you know, one tends to think that lightning doesn't happen at the coast. I don't know why, because you can see the most magnificent displays sometimes across the sea. But clearly it does, because you've had experience with this, not good experience.
Yeah, so over the 20-odd years as plumbing in the Ballito area, we've had houses that have been struck by lightning. And shortly afterwards, you have a phone call from the client going, well, I've got a wet patch in my garage now. And you go and investigate and go find out what's going on. And the house has been struck by lightning. It needs to get down to the earth somehow. It needs to earth itself. And the fastest way for it to earth itself is through the water pipes. And copper water pipes in a lot of our houses that we have, it burns a little hole in the copper pipe and makes its way down into the ground and earths itself. So absolutely bizarre.
It makes a small hole, not a gigantic...
Small hole.
So you like a pinhole.
So I would say like a matchstick kind of size.
Wow.
So big enough to cause havoc and chaos in your life. And it's amazing how perfectly... And the little edges of the hole are melted and it's...
So it looks like someone has come in with some kind of device to burn a hole.
Zeus with his lightning spear came and stabbed the pipe.
and that's a thing. I've never heard of that, but you say it's a factor.
Over the years, it's happened 4 or 5 times to me, and it just reminds you that nature is an almighty powerful thing.
Wow. Yeah. So there it is. Be advised if there has been lightning near you. And you suddenly find that maybe you're losing water, check your pipes, or get the experts, even better, to pop in and just make sure that all is as it should be. And generally speaking, I think it's a fact that prevention is always better than cure. So generally speaking, at the change of season, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get a professional plumber in, like Barry Chapman and his team, maybe just to check the entire integrity of your system. It's not going to cost you much at all, but it could save you an absolute fortune.
100%.
And that's where we leave it for today. Barry Chapman, our plumbing boss. Chapman Plumbing, the geyser specialist, the leak specialist, the drain specialist, the gas specialist, the lightning specialist. It never ends. Barry, we look forward to catching up in a week's time.
Thank you so much, man. Cheers.
And the morning show.